Well, next hour, it's called The Bye Bye Man. Three college students playing with a Ouija board and a serial killer came through. So we're going to be talking about that. Kind of frightening. Up next, pharmacist Ben continues to chat with us. CriticalHealthNews.com, CriticalHealthNews.com, 1-855-949-7234. Whole slew of phones for you, pharmacist Ben, but let's get back to Sarah's problem with vertigo, and you're talking about food. Go ahead.
Yes, correct. Inflammation is a defensive response, and there's no such thing as a chronic health problem that does not involve inflammation. In fact, this is the reasoning behind the standard protocol of anti-inflammatories and steroid drugs. They act to suppress inflammation. But the real way you want to address inflammation is not by using prescription drugs and polypharmacy as a first resort, putting people on multiple drugs. The real way is to go to the cause. There's only one way that something can get into the body to initiate a defensive response like inflammation, unless you're an IV drug user or, as I say, perhaps vaccines. And that way is through the foods we eat. So what Sarah needs to do, I don't know if Sarah's still there, is, number one, start to focus on foods that cause a digestive health challenge, constipation, stools, gas, bloating, heartburn, something in the digestive system. I guarantee you there's got to be something there. You do a food diary, you write down everything you eat, and you write down how your body responds to those foods. Second thing you could do, and this is really interesting, is if you have an inflammatory condition, or if you have, George, this is really, really, really important, if you have, like Sarah has, a problem that seems to be mysterious and you don't know where it's coming from, and it's driving you crazy, and the drugs aren't working, and the doctor protocols aren't helping you, what you want to do is stop eating for 2 or 3 days. Do a cleanse.
We have
a product called Swero-V. You could do a Swero-V cleanse. It's electrolytes and it's some probiotic, some fermented whey. You do a Swero-V cleanse. You don't eat for 2 or 3 days. If you notice that your symptoms start to resolve, guaranteed you've got something that you're eating that's causing a problem.
Good point.
And so what you want to do then is then you start to introduce foods one at a time, and you see where which foods trigger flare-ups or trigger a recurrence of your symptomology, and you isolate those foods. The second thing Sarah needs to do is patch up the gut. This is so important. Heal the gut. In addition to caloric restriction, restricting your calories and fasting, using probiotic supplements, using fermented food, making sure you're getting enough fiber, making sure you're getting vegetable juices and liquid nutrition and chicken soup, good old chicken soup, George, unspeakably valuable for protein and for immune-boosting factors. If you throw veggies in there, you'll get all the phytonutrients from the veggies. It's easy to digest, and one of the neatest things about chicken soup is it coats the cartilage. I'm talking real chicken soup with the bones, not Campbell's, but the homemade chicken soup. The cartilage factors, not only do they have anti-inflammatory properties and immune-boosting properties, especially if you're dealing with, by the way, autoimmune diseases, but they also coat and soothe the digestive tract as you're eating your delicious chicken soup. And who doesn't like chicken soup?
Mom was always right.
Right?
Mom was always right. Sarah, thanks for the call. Dolores writes, restless leg syndrome.
Yeah.
What the heck is that?
Oh, my God. That.
She said she's on calcium, magnesium, vitamins D, E, zinc.
Okay.
So she's doing something right.
She sounds like she knows what she's talking about. She probably got frustrated. There's no real drugs for a restless leg.
What is that?
It is a miserable condition, and it's a good thing you don't know what it is, George, because, God, oh, my God, you wake up in the middle of the night, and you have this throbbing and creepy and painful sensation in your legs. It's been described, like, you know, you ever had the pins and needles feeling? You know that pins and needles feeling when you sleep on your, hold your
I've had a cramp or two every once in a while.
All right, so it's like a pins and needles feeling, a creepy feeling in the legs, and it can, a lot of people have it. But here's the thing about restless leg syndrome. It's not a problem, as miserable as it is. It's a sign of a problem. It's a sign that the nerves are starting to get inflamed, and there's not a lot of, a correct amount of blood supply that's feeding them. And there's two major reasons for that. You can go back to the triangle of disease. But the first thing is the blood sugar system. Stabilizing the blood sugar, this is almost like a dead classic sign, dead ringer sign for diabetes and blood sugar problems. And number two, malabsorption of electrolytes and B vitamins, the water-soluble nutrients. So So what you want to do is you want to, in addition to patching up the gut, which we just talked about, is you want to start flooding the body with not just calcium. Sounds like she knows, somebody told her about calcium and magnesium. They're both very important. But all the electrolytes, potassium and calcium and magnesium and sodium and chloride and even the trace minerals like copper and zinc and selenium, flood the body with them in liquid format through vegetable juices, through Beyond Tangy Tangerine from Longevity on criticalhealthnews.com. You can find out all about it, through soups, liquid nutrients, anything you could do to flood the body with electrolytes, and in combination with the B vitamins. The electrolytes and the B vitamins, your water-soluble nutrients, are important for how the nerves fire and for controlling how the blood vessels open and close. That's what you need to focus on with restless leg syndrome.
Next up, we go to Thomas in La Jolla, California. Hi, Thomas.
Hello, George Norrie.
Hello there.
Thank you for your service, and thank you for the magnificent staff that you have supporting you. And
very kind.
Dr. Fuchs, my mouth is watering.
No, not a doctor, pharmacist.
Pharmacist Ben Fuchs. My mouth is watering. My aunt in Detroit, Michigan, used to make the best chicken soup.
Mm.
So thank you.
My mouth is watering now, too. I loved it. I love chicken soup.
Anyway, my question for you, Ben, is concerning eyes and vision.
Yes.
And what practices, supplements,
yes,
diet, etc., promote good eyes and sharp vision?
Yes.
We live in a society that relies on computers and technology,
yes,
and driving, etc. So we need our eyes.
Absolutely. Yeah, there's a couple things about the eyes. One of the most interesting things about the eyes is that we see through the action of pigments. We actually have little color molecules in our eyes that fire off as light hits them. And as we were talking about earlier, an entire chemical electrical cascade is hit that allows us to see. So making sure you're getting enough pigments is one of the most important of the eye strategies. And by pigments, I mean the reds and the yellows and the greens. You know, they're not just there, as pretty as they are, they're not just there for aesthetics. They're there because they have super powerful value to the plant, and they have super powerful value to the animals that eat them. So things like lycopene and lutein and xanthans and zeaxanthin, astaxanthin, these are called carotenes, and some of them are called flavonoids, and you get them in plant material, making sure you're getting lots of plant material. But here's the problem. This is very interesting. The colors in vegetables and plants are locked up in the fatty components of those plants. You know, even if you have a cucumber, it doesn't look like there's much fat in the cucumber. But it turns out the peel is relatively fatty, and all the good stuff in the peel is actually locked up in fats. And if you have a digestive problem, especially for women as they get older, they'll have problems absorbing their fats. Or if you had a gallbladder issue, or had your gallbladder removed, or you have ulcerative colitis, or Crohn's disease, or celiac disease, you're not going to absorb those nutrients as effectively. And that's why supplementing with things like lutein and lycopene. In fact, Longevity has a product called Ocutiv. Ocutiv is made with these pigments, zeaxanthin and lycopene and lutein, in addition to bilberry. Also, electrical nutrients are very important for the eyes because we see electrically. So things like vitamin E and zinc and selenium, these are all extremely important for eye health and probably the king of the eye nutrients, and something we've known about since the days of the ancient Egyptians and the Ebers papyrus, is vitamin A. They used to use liver. The Egyptians somehow knew.
They knew,
George.
Yeah.
You tell me how they know.
The shamans knew. They all knew.
They knew. You eat liver and your eyes get better. They didn't call them vitamins, but they knew that there was something in the liver that made their eyes get better. And it turns out that vitamin A is the king of all the eye vitamins. There's actually little pieces of vitamin A that you get from supplements, you get from foods, that are literally in your eyes. You eat a carrot, and the vitamin E, the vitamin A goes into your eyes, or the beta carotene goes into your eyes. You eat liver, or you eat vitamin A-containing foods, the vitamin A particles somehow go into the eye. Now,
is liver worst good for you, too?
You know, it's good. It's not, I think that's processed liver. It's like mayonnaise and liver. Is that what that is?
Yeah.
Yeah, no, you know, you're starting to mash things up a little bit. But liver, as repulsive as some people find it, is a true power food. You got to make sure your liver's organic, of course, because the liver is going to be processing all kinds of toxins if the animal's eating hormones.
Can't stand liver, Ben. I
but,
hate it.
liver is an amazing, amazing, amazing food. If you're you know, not a vegan or a vegetarian, it is a true, true power food. I find it repulsive, personally. But it's an amazing, amazing food substance, particularly for the eyes. So in addition to the electrolytes, in addition to the pigments, of the electrical nutrients, in addition to the pigments, you got to make sure your digestive system is working properly, because you're not going to absorb them if it's not. So that's why supplementing can help, and that's also why liquid nutrition can also help.
All right, back to the phones we go. Randy in Toronto, east of the Rockies. Hey, Randy.
Hey, Randy.
Hey, boys, how you doing?
Good.
I'm going to be in Toronto next week.
Excellent.
Great city.
So, actually, two quick questions. For first of all, for pharmacist Ben, I'm a long-time ADD sufferer. I burned through Ritalin like poop through a goose. Had Adderall, and I know Prognogenol has been a supplement used for treating ADD.
Okay.
What are your thoughts on it? And the other one is for George. Besides MUFON, is there anywhere in Canada that has anything on UFO sightings?
Now, that's a good question. Now, I know Peter Davenport from the National UFO Reporting Center handles Canadian sightings, too. So you might want to try that. He's at UFOcenter.com. But go ahead, Ben.
B vitamins. You know, I was talking earlier about the B vitamins, how important they are for, well, pretty much for everything there, but especially for the brain. They're important for the skin. They're important for the brain. They're important for the digestive system. They're important for everything because they're your energy vitamins. But what we've done over the last 150 years is we figured out how to give the foods that contain, how to take the B vitamins out of the foods that have the B vitamins and sell the foods without them. So cereals, which should be high in B vitamins, and processed meats, which should be high in B vitamins, and fruits and vegetables, which should be high in the B vitamins, have had those nutrients taken out, and then small amounts are put back in. Well, it turns out that there's a B vitamin called thiamine, which is unbelievably important for brain health. And thiamine deficiency, unfortunately, is all too common, vitamin B1. So if you have any kind of focus issues, mental health issues, brain health issues, get yourself on the B vitamins, particularly vitamin B1 and vitamin B3, which is niacin. There's a guy named Dr. Abram Hoffer, who's said to be the father of orthomolecular medicine. This is what we're really talking about here, technically speaking, the idea of supplementing and using micronutrients and vitamins and minerals and such, the mighty 90 essential nutrients, as Dr. Wallach calls them. This is technically called orthomolecular medicine, which means the right molecules, orthomolecular, the right molecules. And the guy who started the whole thing was a guy named Dr. Abram Hoffer back in the 1950s. And he wrote books, well, I think probably into the 1980s. And one of his major findings was that niacin could actually be used to treat schizophrenia. And he used to treat it very effectively until we got all hooked up in the drug model. And this is really very interesting, George. We knew about nutrients, but then the drug model kicked in hardcore somewhere around the 1950s or 1960s. This was the golden age of pharmacy. And a lot of these ideas of using orthomolecules or correct molecules to treat things like schizophrenia and ADD and eye problems, as we talked earlier, and diabetes and other things like seizure disorders, all the natural remedies, all the vitamins and nutrients that had been used to treat these kinds of health issues, all of a sudden that became old and that became passé. It was kind of like old wives' tales, you know, and it was only the really scientific, clinically tested high technology drugs that were supposed to be used. So we got away from understanding the fundamental nature, how primal good nutrition is for not only for just everybody, but for specifically for healing and recovering from disease states. So for ADHD, B vitamins. If you want a good product with the B vitamins, the Beyond Tangy Tangerine from Longevity, you can check it out at criticalhealthnews.com.
Time for a few more calls, then the break, and then we'll come back with final calls with pharmacist Ben, criticalhealthnews.com. John is in Pasadena, California. Hello, John. Go ahead.
Hello, George. Hello,
hi.
Ben.
Hey.
How are you doing this evening?
Doing good, John. Good to talk to you.
Fantastic. I'm really grateful for being able to talk to you, and I really do appreciate your opinion.
Okay.
Could I give you a history of what's taken place with me?
Sure.
Yeah.
Would that be okay?
Yeah.
Yeah, sure. Go ahead.
Okay. Basically, I have a hereditary blood disorder.
Okay.
My dad had the situation, and in 2000, I got a deep vein thrombosis when I was 47. And I basically went on the protocols with warfarin, until 2006 when my INR, the blood clotting factor, reached about 7, and it was continually rising, even though they were reducing the amount of warfarin. And at that point, because the warfarin wasn't keeping the clots, and the clot was continuing to move up through my leg, I decided that it wasn't beneficial, and I started on homeopathics. And in 2013, I ended up with a pulmonary embolism. Basically, just a few days ago, I was camping in Arizona, and I had to get use of the restroom, and actually, I just walked slowly to the restroom, and I got there. It's like I had run a 100-yard sprint. I was so out of breath, so I knew that I had a situation again.
Well, I'm glad you're still with us. I'm glad you're still with us, guys. So whatever they did,
well,
you're still here.
Yeah. When I got into the hospital, I actually traveled into an area in California that I felt that there was where my doctor was at. And so I spent 5 hours on the road because I was able to breathe well. As long as I wasn't walking, I was okay. So basically what's taking place is I'm gonna be starting Lovenox because I was on homeopathics. And I basically, my ego got the best of me, and I dropped a lot of them off. I was taking the ginkgo biloba, nattokinase.
Give them some highlights. We've only got about a minute left.
Okay, here you go. You got to make sure, the reason the blood clots, first of all, I assume you have a blood clotting disorder, it sounds like you have. So the reason the blood clots, this is so important, is because of the same thing we talked about earlier. It's a defensive response. It's one of the ways the body protects itself from delivering toxins to the organs. So it slows up the blood supply.
Like a fever. A fever is good.
A fever is actually good. So clotting is actually a defensive response. It's one of the ways the body protects itself. Now, you may at this point also have problems with defective red blood cells, and that could be exacerbating the issue. But the first thing you want to do is you want to figure out what is getting into the blood that is initiating this defensive response. As we said earlier, unless you're injecting it through your skin, it's going to be through foods. So you got to focus on specific foods that cause digestive problems and eliminate those. In addition, I would be doing nutrients that help the blood flow more effectively, specifically vitamin E and the omega fatty acids, essential fatty acids, omega-3 and omega-6, particularly omega-3 fatty acids. Get on a good nutritional supplement program, especially one that features the omega fatty acids, the ultimate essential fatty acids if you're using the longevity product, the ultimate EFAs, and also vitamin E. You should be using 400 international units a day of vitamin E. Again, the digestive issue, however, is primal because that's how things get into the blood to initiate this inflammatory response.
Ben, stick with us. We're going to come right back in just a moment and take final phone calls with you. Thank you for all the information. I've got a few more emails to read off as well. Pharmacist Ben with us from criticalhealthnews.com. The site's available to you right now, and the toll-free number 1-855-949-RADIO. It's that easy to remember. Lots of events coming up this weekend in Joshua Tree, California. Contact in the Desert. It's going to be a great weekend. So if you're in the area, come on out for that. And then, of course, St. Louis time, June 18th, live stage show. Really looking forward to that. Those seats are filling up fast. Full information at coasttocoastam.com on the highlight reel if you want to come out for that. And then in August, we're going to have a live event in Asheville, North Carolina. It's all about ghosts and paranormal investigating and EMPs. You name it, we'll have it. All information on that. It's August 27th, also at coasttocoastam.com. Okay, welcome back. I told you they're sponsors. Ben, they're all over the map today.
That's right. And, you know, MZ's right on. That's exactly what the mission of Longevity is. That's how we started it. The idea of giving people freedom. freedom from the medical model, as well as freedom from a day-to-day job if they want, and freedom from economic woes. It's kind of a combination of the two.
I'm just hearing so many stories of people getting sick from pharmaceutical drugs.
It's crazy.
And the ODs, too, overdosing on this junk.
George, it's crazy. And you know, I tell a story often. When I was in pharmacy school, we watched this movie about how this new drug that was going to revolutionize heart disease, cardiovascular health issues. It was called a beta blocker. You may have heard of that.
Oh, yeah,
beta,
sure.
Right? Well, when I was in pharmacy school, the first one came out. It was called Inderal, and now it's called propranolol. Now there's a whole bunch of different beta blockers at this point. But the beta blocker drugs work by blocking the heart, George.
Oh, great.
They chemically ablate your heart. This is processed in the medical protocol that medicine uses when people have arrhythmias called ablation. Ablation means destroying. And so they'll electrically send an electrical current to the heart in an electrical ablation, or they'll chemically destroy the heart in a chemical ablation. Well, Inderal is a chemical ablation medicine. It's a beta blocker, poisons the heart. And so this movie was an hour long. The first 15 minutes was how revolutionary this drug was going to be for angina and for heart disease and for blood pressure issues and arrhythmias. And the last 45 minutes was some lady reading the side effects. Right through.
Exactly.
45 minutes of side effects.
Yes, and they say them so fast you can't hear them.
They say them so fast, exactly, they've got to fit them all in. And, you know, this is a problem with drugs. When they do these clinical studies, check this out, George, they've got to do these tests in order for a new drug to get approved. They've got to do them in three levels. They call them phase one, phase two, and phase three. And basically, they're progressively testing more and more people. But for the third phase, they've tested a few people, and they've checked for side effects. And if there's only a small amount of side effects, they'll let it go through. But what they don't tell you is there's a stage four when they're testing a drug. You know what that stage four is?
What's that?
Us. We.
Oh,
people taking the drugs. And anybody who knows about pharmacology knows it takes about 20 years for us to figure out all the problems that are associated with these things. So in essence, the public is the final stage in how effective a drug can be or not be. And when you understand the way these things work, George, they cannot help but cause problems. As I was saying earlier, the body is a holistic system. You can't take a drug just for the heart and not expect it to have effects on the rest of the body. And on top of that, the very nature of a prescription medicine is to toxify the body. Sure, it's supposedly a controlled toxification, but pharmacology is the flip side of the coin of toxicology. They're both poisons, and the thinking is the dose makes the poison. Well, there is no dose of poison that's good. There's doses of poison that can hide the symptoms of the body, but the way to take care of the health of the body is to feed it what it needs. You know, the body's made up of cells, and those cells do not take drugs willingly. They have to be forced into the body. Drugs have to disguise themselves for cells to take them. But the cell has a menu that it eats from, and they're called the mighty 90 essential nutrients. That's what vitamins and minerals are. They are the nutrients that a cell eats. Like we eat food, a cell eats the essential nutrients. And as we were saying earlier, they're not in the food because of food processing and because of cooking and because of soil depletion and for almost an endless amount of reasons. And this is why supplementing is so important. And this is why you notice results quickly when you start a supplement program, especially if you've never supplemented before. And that's why people are jumping aboard these longevity products, because the liquid nutrition in particular, but if the whole all of the nutrients essentially, but the liquid nutrition in particular goes right to work, George, and people notice more energy, people notice blood pressure dropping, people notice weight loss, people notice appetite suppression within days. And I'm not kidding you, within days, sometimes within one day, you notice changes in how your body is feeling and how you're feeling.
Sabina and Michael Wright, 13-year listeners, how do you convince people to stay away from gluten? I'm paraphrasing her email, but she basically says, what do you do to tell people not to eat gluten?
You know, it's interesting. That's a great question, George. What you do is you point out the health misery that's associated with gluten. You know, gluten is a plant defensive compound, and it's designed by nature, George. Check this out. It's designed by nature to punish the animal that's stupid enough to eat the plant. That's what gluten is. It's a plant defensive molecule to punish the animals that eat them. So the animals never eat the plants. And so we're eating a substance that's designed by nature to cause problems. It's designed by nature to punish us. So the way you get people to stay off of gluten is pointing out all of the health challenges that are associated with gluten. You know, you can have gluten intolerance of the brain. You know, you can have brain problems associated
with
it. You know, gluten goes into the brain as well as it does the digestive tract. So gluten intolerance is responsible for almost a checklist of all of the miseries that we suffer from. And it's not just gluten, by the way. There's hundreds of compounds in the plant kingdom that are these defensive molecules that can cause problems for people, grains in particular. You know, grains have something in them called exorphins. Exorphins are morphine-like molecules that we get addicted to and that cause morphine or opium-like effects. And this is one of the reasons why bread is such a comfort food, is because it's got pain-numbing effect, pain-numbing properties. So figuring out our eating behavior vis-a-vis gluten, vis-a-vis processed foods, vis-a-vis sugar is so fundamentally important. It's unspeakably important when it comes to all health challenges. How do you get people off gluten? You point out all the ways they're miserable because they're eating.
Okay, let's go to Blair in Sedona, Arizona on the wildcard line. Hi, Blair. Go ahead.
Hey, Blair.
Thank you, George. Quick Memorial Day shout-out. Appreciation to those Marines who lost their lives in Beirut, Lebanon in 1983. Many who months before helped me load empty 55-gallon drums onto a launch bound for the USS Farragut at Black Beach Marine Base on the shores of the Mediterranean. Thanks, George.
Thank you.
Says, Ben, vaccination. You get a vaccination for measles. Your body builds up defense and immunity, but what switches off that defense? It seems to me the guard's always up. Wouldn't that wear you out? And is there something you can describe for people on vaccines that will help them rebuild their cells if that is the case?
Yeah, it's a significant problem. Absolutely, you want to be making sure a couple things. Number one, you want to make sure you're detoxifying the body with things like bentonite clay or zeolite or algaes, things that can chelate heavy metals and toxins and such. And you never know what's really in the vaccines. That's really the problem, is we don't know what's in the vaccines. I had a guy tell me, he was in a meeting, and he was working for a big drug company, and he was in a meeting, and he pointed out the fact that the oil they were using to put the vaccine in was rancid, that nobody was checking the oil to see if it was oxidized or not. And so it's these kinds of things that we have to be careful of when we get vaccinations or when we bypass the body's defense system by sticking things right into the blood. So making sure you're cleansing the body with whatever you can do to detoxify. Selenium in particular is very important for detoxification. Check out the Ultimate Selenium at criticalhealthnews.com. Vitamin C is very important for chelation, for magnetically attracting toxins out of the body. And then supporting the immune system, as we said earlier, the defense system of the body. Keeping the diet clean, patching up the gut, making sure that you're mentally and emotionally relaxing the body under conditions of cortisol secretion and stress. The immune system becomes suppressed. So making sure you're relaxing and resting and not going into a fear survival response from a mental and emotional perspective, that's extremely important. Keeping your blood sugar stable, keeping your blood sugar low. Sugar will also suppress the immune system. So there's many, many strategies that you can employ to do it to strengthen the immune system, particularly when it comes to not putting extra burden on the immune system through food.
Isn't it interesting, Ben, how this planet is made up of all these elements, and so are we?
We're made of the same, and even better, George, we're made up of the same stuff as the stars are made of.
Stardust.
We're star beings.
Actually, we're almost 14 billion years old.
Yes,
right?
We are. Isn't that amazing,
something,
George?
Like that.
All the stuff in us, it was in a star that exploded billions of years ago. That is so cool. Come on. That is amazing stuff.
Let us go next to Joe in the Bronx. Hey, Joe,
hey.
Go ahead.
How you doing, George?
Good.
Thank you for your service. Happy Memorial
Day.
I wanted to ask pharmacist Ben Fuchs about allergies, and particularly as they relate to nasal congestion. What is the best natural way of clearing the nasal passages?
Great question. You will get mucus as a defensive response. Mucus is, remember the movie Ghostbusters? They slime
movie.
People.
The slime.
The slime, right? Well, slime, as it turns out, is one of the body's favorite defensive response. We call that slime mucus. And that's what the body's trying to do. It's trying to slime germs away. It's like this coating that's secreted by the body to protect itself from things. So mucus represents a defensive response. It's a classic sign. That's why you get it when you have an allergic reaction, when you have an allergic reaction to pollen or something in the environment, but also when you have an allergic reaction to food. And I see this with children all the time. You know the classic case of kids with snotty, runny nose and, you know, dripping nose, mucus coming out of their nose and constant ear infections, and sometimes kids will get puffiness under the eyes. Classic sign of a dairy allergy or perhaps a gluten allergy, focus on foods. Anytime you have excess mucus, what you want to do is do a food diary and watch for which foods cause a flare-up in the secretion. Almost always dairy is going to be involved, but certainly gluten can be a problem, eggs can be a problem, nuts can be a problem for some people. You got to track it to foods. The second thing you can do is patch up the gut, particularly with probiotics. It turns out that the immune system and the microbiome, the universe of bacteria that lives in the gut, are hand in glove. They're intimately connected. And through fluoride in the water and through antibiotics in the food and antibiotics that we take intentionally, we have done a number on our microbiome. And this cannot help but suppress the immune system and cause problems. So making sure that you are replacing those bacteria with probiotic supplements, the nightly essence if you're using the longevity products off the, you can check it out at criticalhealthnews.com, as well as fermented foods and vegetable juices for a couple of reasons can be very, very helpful for restoring the microbiome and helping support the health of the good bacteria, because they have fiber, which the bacteria thrive on, and because they have a wonderful substance called nitrates, which also restore the integrity of the digestive lining and the digestive environment. So making sure you're doing veggie juices, making sure you're doing probiotics, as well as fermented foods. And vitamin C, last but not least, vitamin C and zinc are two amazingly important nutrients for the immune system. Vitamin C particularly is good for all immune health problems, but pretty much for all health issues, vitamin C is helpful. And zinc is your major immune-boosting mineral, and zinc deficiency is tragically, tragically common. And I say tragically because zinc is so intimately involved in so many different systems in the body. Hundreds of different chemical reactions in the body depend on zinc.
Is that why when you have a cold, you pop some zinc?
We used to talk about it in pharmacy school. We would tell people before they had the products. You know, now they have it all over, you see commercials for it. In pharmacy school, they used to tell us, suck on zinc lozenges when you have a sore throat. You know, to get yourself some zinc, suck on the zinc. It heals the skin of the throat. The same way it heals the skin of the throat, it'll heal your skin if you have a burn. In fact, zinc topically is one of the all-time great remedies for cuts and for scrapes and for sunburn and for skin reactions. Zinc oxide paste. Remember Zinca, that had that Zinca sunscreen they used to use?
Yep, colored, I do.
Colored zinc. Zinc is one of the most, in fact, it should be the only thing you put on your skin as a sun protective, for sun protection, is zinc oxide paste or zinc oxide containing products, which you don't see a lot because everybody's using those chemical sunscreens, which are nasty, nasty chemicals, by the way.
Let's go to our Skype caller, Stephen at Spokane, Washington. Hi, Stephen. Go ahead.
Hey, Stephen.
Good evening, gentlemen. How you doing?
Good, Stephen.
Good, excellent. I have a question. I recently strained some of my muscles, and I'm wondering what kind of foods would you recommend for muscle strains and sprains?
Sprain muscles.
Lots of different things. Ben. I'll give you the rundown real quickly. Magnesium, very important. In fact, magnesium is so powerful for joints and for muscles. It's actually an over-the-counter remedy for backaches and such. So magnesium is very important. The calcium probably also along with magnesium. Vitamin C is very important. There's something called glucosamine, which you may have heard of, is very, very helpful for helping the body repair joint damage and ligament damage and such. Glucosamine is found in our old standby favorite food, chicken soup, and glucosamine-like substances. And you can also get glucosamine as a supplement as well. Longevity has a product called the GlucoGel caps that you can use. Digestive enzymes are very interesting for joint inflammation. Digestive enzymes will actually suppress inflammation. They have an anti-inflammatory effect that you can use if you sprain your ankle, but definitely be taking them if you sprain your ankle or have some kind of ligament damage, but also before you go into surgery and post-surgery, if you take digestive enzymes on an empty stomach, the anti-inflammatory benefits will actually speed your healing pre- and post-surgery. Also, vitamin E is very important for ankle injuries. Vitamin E is important for folks who work out a lot. If they're feeling like they're getting sore, vitamin E can be very helpful. And vitamin E is not found in many foods. That's one that you really have to supplement with. And then, of course, making sure that you're staying away from any pro-inflammatory foods, specifically sugar and processed foods, that will slow down the healing process.
Ben, I could keep you on for 12 hours. People keep calling. Let's go next to Linda in Melbourne, Florida. Hi, Linda. Good morning.
Hi, how are you?
Good.
I know we're getting to the end of the show, so I'll make it real quick.
Sure.
About a year ago, my daughter was diagnosed with stage 2 cancer, lymphoma, Hodgkin's.
Okay.
And I just wanted to know, because researching this on the internet, it seems like there's a lot of young people that have this.
Yeah.
And now that she's over her chemo and radiation. What would you recommend that she start to kind of rev up her body again? And thank you very much to both of you.
Oh, thank you. Thank you for your call. God bless you. I hope everything works out. Here's what you need to do. You need to strengthen the body. Build the body back up. That means all of the basics. You need protein especially. Making sure you're on a good, I would be making sure I was on a good protein supplement because it's hard to get quality protein in foods unless you're really paying a lot of attention to how you're eating. So using whey protein in particular can be helpful, also egg protein, anything you could do to put these constitutive substances into the body, and the body is largely composed of protein. So is the immune system, by the way. Also, vitamin C is very important, and zinc for building the immune system. Selenium is very important for building the immune system. I would be using the Beyond Tangy Tangerine throughout the day, sipping on it. Turning on the body's building or anabolic system, as it's called, is also important. So doing a little bit of exercise can help strengthen the anabolic system, and it can also help move the lymphatic system around. Now, obviously, the lymphatic system is important for lymphoma because it's a lymphatic cancer, but the lymphatic system is important for all health challenges. So making sure you're improving the body's circulation through things like jumping on a rebounder, which you and I have talked about in the past, George, hanging upside down. Have you ever seen those inversion?
Oh, I've seen that. One guy did that and got stuck.
Are you serious? That's not good. But hanging upside down can help improve lymphatic drainage. Certainly exercise and walking. Deep breathing can be very important. This is the cool thing, George. So many of these ideas are so simple that we can do them from the comfort of our own living room. We have come to believe that we need to interact with some kind of authority and some kind of expert and some kind of guru, that the simple little things that we do, they've been marginalized. We've dismissed them as almost being irrelevant. But the fact of the matter is, it's these simple little things that get us healthy, correcting digestive problems, changing the way you eat, making sure you're on a supplement program, deep breathing, sitting in a hot tub, getting massages, relaxing, visualization, thought and using thought power and mind power and the power of the emotions. All of these things are primal, and they should be taught as primal when it comes to the healing process, because it puts power back in the hands of the individual. And that's really what this is about, taking our power back from a system that wants us to worship it, that wants to be deified, that has somehow convinced us that it has all the answers when it flies in the face of our observation. We can see it doesn't have all the answers.
Indeed it does.
We're getting sicker every day, George.
Dan, I want to thank you for spending your Memorial weekend with us, my friend. I really appreciate it.
My pleasure. Thank you, George.
It's pharmacist Ben Fuchs. And, of course, the website, criticalhealthnews.com, criticalhealthnews.com, and a phone number where there are people there now, humans, there to help you out, 1-855-949-7234. 1-855-949-RADIO. Up next, The Bye-Bye Man and Other Strange But True Tales on Coast to Coast AM.